Kevin, nervous moments heading into this one. What was the thought 76 seconds in when the Smoke Eaters opened the scoring?
It was definitely a little bit of holding your breath, you know, and then we go and take a penalty pretty much right after that. It was kind of the way that it's been going for us lately, and it was kind of, you know, obviously second-guessing yourself in the back of your head, but good for our guys to stay with it and respond in a good way.
Mark said in the pregame show it was all about buying into the process and worrying about what is on the ice tonight. You guys got that big penalty kill, and then you score seven unanswered. Let's go through a couple of them in the first period. The power play has been struggling at times. We've even said the broadcast first unit, we'd maybe like to see them shoot a little bit more. I'm sure it was echoed, but Bo Pella puts one in the net. It goes off Lambert and in.
Yeah, I think something that, you know, we told our guys after last night's game coming into tonight was that our best players have to be our best players tonight, and they were. You know, when it started with that power play unit, you know, they were tenacious on the puck, and, you know, they made some nice plays. It wasn't easy for us, but, you know, we got it done on the power play, which kind of set us up for the rest of the game.
Whenever there were pucks, loose ones in and around the trail goal, it looked like everybody, and there was nobody not wearing a Viper jersey that wanted that puck more than those guys. They were flurrying around the net, and they were able to get a couple. Finley in tight, Tufto to make it 4-1 at the end of the period. What did you like about the guys just going to the net to try and get those greasy ones?
Yeah, that was our game plan tonight. I mean, McBurney's a good goalie, good first shot goalie, but he can give up some rebounds, and, you know, I think the times that we've lost against these guys, we're not getting to those rebounds and not putting them in the net. And tonight we were tenacious on the puck, getting second and third chances. And, you know, good for our guys to finally respond in a good way.
Second period, you guys withstand a bit of a storm. You heard the highlight there. Colton McCarthy gets it. And then how about the play of Nick Rasevich throwing his weight around, causing a turnover, getting his first goal since coming back. And again, not necessarily the offensive guys, despite McCarthy's 21 goals, but getting contributions up and down the lineup.
Yeah, I thought up and down, you know, our roster tonight, everyone played a great game, played the role that they needed to play. You know, obviously having Nick as our centerman on our fourth line, you know, good for us to have. He's a pretty responsible kid, and good for him to go get a goal. But, you know, even it's nice to have Jagger back in there tonight. It kind of gives us a little bit more depth. So, you know, I'm proud of our guys. It wasn't easy to get into playoffs. And, you know, I want to congratulate Trail and Merritt. They made a heck of a run for us there at the end, and it was definitely nervous times, and those two teams never quit. So, you know, proud of our group for staying with it. We've had some tough times lately, but, you know, I think tonight we can build on that, and, you know, we're looking forward to taking Penticton in the first round.
Kevin Kraus, thank you for your time here on the postgame show.
Thank you.